Well, good morning to everyone listening today. You are joining the Callide Valley Presbyterian Church service Sunday the 5th of April. Just a couple of quick announcements. You've probably seen our daily devotions coming out on email, perhaps even a hard copy for those who don't have email. Just a reminder that they're coming out every day. And there's a list of prayer points at the end, people to pray for from all of our church families, including Billa Wheeler, Emerald, Monto and Jambin. Also, until further notice, we won't be gathering publicly as a church family or any of our meetings. Yeah, stay safe at home in self-isolation until further notice, and be praying for not only all of our elderly people, but those across our church family who are facing hardships at the moment. Our Bible reading today comes from Isaiah 65. I'm going to read that to you now. Isaiah 65. From verse 1. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. To a nation that did not call on my name, I said, "Here am I, here am I." All day long I have held out my hands to an obstinate people who walk in ways not good, pursuing their own imaginations, a people who continually provoke me to my very face, offering sacrifices in gardens and burning incense on altars of brick, who sit among the graves and spend their nights keeping secret vigil, who eat the flesh of pigs and whose pots hold broth of unclean meat, who say, "Keep away, don't come near me, for I am too sacred for you." Such people are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that keeps burning all day. See, it stands written before me. I will not keep silent, but will pay back in full. I will pay back into their laps both your sins and the sins of your fathers, says the Lord. Because they burn sacrifices on the mountains and defiled me on the hills, I will measure into their laps the full payment for their former deeds. This is what the Lord says: as when justice is still found in a cluster of as when juice is still found in a cluster of grapes, and men say, "Don't destroy it, there is yet some good in it," so will I do on behalf of my servants. I will not destroy them all. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, those who will possess my mountains. My chosen people will inherit them, and there will my servants live. Sharon will become a pasture for flocks, and the valley of Achor a resting place for herds, for my people who seek me. But as for you who forsake the Lord and forget my holy mountain, who spread a table for fortune and fill bowls of mixed wine for destiny, I will destine you for the sword, and you will all bend down for the slaughter. For I called, but you did not answer. I spoke, but you did not listen. You did evil in my sight, and chose what displeases me. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says: my servants will eat, but you will go hungry. My servants will drink, but you will go thirsty. My servants will rejoice, but you will be put to shame. My servants will sing out of the joy of their hearts, but you will cry out from the anguish of heart and wail in brokenness of spirit. You will leave your name to my chosen ones as a curse. The Sovereign Lord will put you to death, but to his servants he will give another name. Whoever invokes a blessing in the land will do so by the God of truth. He who takes an oath in the land will swear by the God of truth. for the past troubles will be forgotten and hidden from my eyes. Behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight, and its people a joy. I will rejoice over Jerusalem and take delight in my people. The sound of weeping and of crying will be heard in it no more. Never again will there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who doesn't live out his years. He who dies at 100 will be thought a mere youth. He who fails to reach 100 will be considered accursed. They will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. No longer will they build houses and others live in them, or plant and others eat. For as the days of a tree, so will be the days of my people. My chosen ones will long enjoy the works of their hands. They will not toil in vain or bear children doomed to misfortune. For they will be a people blessed by the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox, but dust will be the serpent's food. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Amen. May God give us understanding of his word today. We now come to a time of pastoral prayer. So if you're listening in, you like to bow with me now as we pray. Let's pray. Dear Lord, our Father in heaven, we pray that your hand would be upon us today. Lord, we remember all the members of our church family as we worship you. Lord, we pray that your hand would be upon us. Although we're not able to meet together in person, Lord, we pray that we would be one in spirit. Lord, we ask that you'd be with each and every one of us now. Help us to be strengthened, not only by your word, but in the knowledge that we will one day all be gathered together into your kingdom. We pray that your hand would be upon many people in our community as we face various restrictions due to the coronavirus. Lord, as many of us are at home in self-isolation, we pray that you would be with us. Lord, give us the strength to continue to honour you and respect you in all that we do, but Lord, help us to encourage others. Help us to be on the phone or various other forms of communication, be encouraging each other at this time. Lord, we particularly pray for all of those in our church family who have children who are home for the Easter holidays now. Lord, we pray that you would bless our families, give them many opportunities together over this holidays to speak about you, Lord. And we pray that each and every one of our children would be encouraged as they not only hear the news about Jesus and what he's done by dying in our place, but Lord, we pray that you would continue to help us to teach our children all of the truths about you. Lord, we also do want to pray for those in our church family who are not well at the moment. Lord, we're very thankful that there are still no reported cases of the coronavirus here in the Banana Shire. But Lord, we pray that we would remain vigilant. Help us to do what is right according to our government and all of our health practitioners who are advising us to stay home, to only go out for emergency needs and those things that are essential to us. And Lord, We do ask that you'd help us to protect our elderly and those at high risk during this time. Again, Lord, we want to thank you for all that you bless us with. We thank you for a little bit of rain overnight. We pray that there might yet be more to come. And Lord, we just thank you for all that we have in Jesus. And Lord, we bring all of these things before you now in Jesus' name. Amen.